Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And like I start every show, if you would, please, the easiest way I can kind of paint this with a broad brush, check me out on Google. Just Google Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. You're going to come across my LinkedIn, my Facebooks, my business Facebooks, my YouTube channel, my website, my credit website. You're going to find out everything you can about me, reviews on Google, and I hope you like what you see. And so thank you for tuning in today. And today we're going to talk about the 10 most frequently asked questions by home buyers. And I did a lot of research on this through Google and a bunch of other places that I checked out to see, and I've done this for 30 years. And these, from the research I did, plus from my 30 years of experience for people, from people calling, I was able to put this list together. And I want to, if half of these don't hit home with you, if you're looking to buy a home, or especially first time home buyers, then something's wrong. Something you might want to start rethinking some things a little bit. But we're going to, some I'm going to really dive into, and then some we're kind of going to brush over. But if you want to check out, I have a YouTube video of this. And I also, if you go to my 1160mortgage.com and click under the purchase tab, the one of the first things there is you'll find this multiple videos of, you know, these questions that we're going to go over. So let's start out. The first thing that I hear from a lot of people, and this is this is actually my number one question, is do I even qualify? So you won't, the best way I can explain this is you don't know or won't know unless you try. However, none of us like to be rejected. You know, even if you think of it when you're in high school, you're the reluctancy of asking a girl to prom. Is she gonna say yes? So I get it. The reluctancy to see if you qualify. Is my credit score enough? Can I qualify with the income that I have? Can I qualify? I'm only on Social Security and a small pension. Can I qualify? You know, I had a bankruptcy 10 years ago. Can I qualify? All those questions, you don't know. Please don't do a Google lookup to try to find the answers. Please call me and I will go through everything. You will talk with me personally and I'm going to say, you know what? Give me all the pieces of the puzzle. Let me put the puzzle together. And what I'll do is I'll come back. Let's say I cannot help you at this point. Reason being is there's usually two reasons why I can't help. One being down payment or lack of. Two is your credit and or bad credit or no credit, or, you know, we need to get your scores up a little bit. So the combat of those two things is, and I know I'm getting a little off tangent, but is we have grant programs to get you into a house if you don't have any money down. So that's hopefully a resolution there. But even to qualify for those grant programs, you need a 620 minimum credit score. So how are we going to get that credit score? If you don't have that credit score or you don't know what your credit score is. So what I ask people to do is all the clients who call me is go to, and this is one of the sponsors of the show, go to creditscoresandmore.com and complete step one. It's a free process. That'll give you an educational score. What I mean by that is it'll give you a Vantage score. That score is not the score that lenders use, but it is a score that can teach you a lot of things. And it can show me, kind of the realm of where you are with things. It'll also go through, you know, details. It'll say, you know, you have your utilization rate is too high. You might want to do this or you might want to do that. Here's a collection account. You know, let's see when the last active was. Maybe we want to pay it off. Maybe we don't want to pay it off. So it's a website that'll provide you with information on your credit. And many times I'll ask you for the login so I can actually view that on your behalf while you're on the phone with me. And then once we're done, you can change the password so I cannot access it anymore. So step one is if you're, you know, the reluctancy is, do I qualify? please just call. The worst case scenario is I can't help, but I will promise you this. I will at least try to put you on a path to get you where you need to be in the future. So that's actually number one. Do I even qualify? So the next thing we're going to go over, what credit score or scores do I need? That's a little more in-depth question. So again, let's go back to the credit score website. And I'm going to say why. Why? Step two in this process is getting your true credit report. And what I mean by your true credit report, lenders use what's called your FICO. And that is a system that auto lenders use, mortgage companies use, credit card companies use, insurance companies use. When you go to that website and complete step two, you will get actually your real true credit scores or your FICO. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't know. I always do a setup question saying, you know, what's your credit score? Oh, it's a 620. Which one is it? And here's what I mean by that. TransUnion has two different models. Okay, so TransUnion has a model, I think it is 5 and 8. Okay, so there's a TransUnion 5 and a TransUnion 8. Under TransUnion 5 is a mortgage score, an auto score, a credit card score, an insurance score. The same holds true under Model 8 or the other model of TransUnion. There's four more scores there. TransUnion also came out with a credit score 9 that most lenders don't use or have not picked up on yet. So, and that also has a variation of scores. So just in that category, you probably have 10 TransUnion scores. Bet you didn't know that. And if you did, God bless you. So again, the credit scores, that's where you would go to get your real credit score. And we're going to look at your mortgage scores. Okay, so now let's dig in on that. What do you qualify? Dan, my credit score is X. So what would I qualify for? So let me go through some of the details. On an FHA loan, you can qualify with as low as a score as 500. So a 500 credit score, you can get an FHA loan. However, you need 10% down. And I'm not going to go through all these details on the loan to values and all this other stuff at this point, but I will, you know, in future shows, and also check out my YouTube channel because a lot of this information is there. So FHA, 500 to a 580 credit score, you can get an FHA loan with 10% down. Okay. Over 580, now you're looking at only 3.5% down. What I mean by down is your down payment. So when I say 3.5%, let's assume you're trying to purchase a $100,000 home. So, and you need 3.5% down. So we take 100,000 times 3.5 is $3,500. So you need $3,500 in that case for your down payment. VA loans that I have start with a 550 credit score. So you can get 100% financing, no money down on a VA loan with a 550 credit score. USDA requires a 580 credit score. Okay, so those are the government-sponsored programs. So again, FHA 500 to 580, and then 580 and above. VA 550 is your credit score needed, minimum. USDA 580. And what credit score is used is the middle score. So there's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And they all will give you a mortgage score. And then you take the middle score. So let's say one is a 600, one is a 590, and one is a 540. We're going to use the middle one. Okay, so that's what's used on as the credit scores. Then once you get to a 620 credit score, you would qualify possibly for a conventional loan. And also all of the grant programs that I have also require a 620 credit score. So that is the credit score section of what credit scores you need. So that's question number two. Question number three, how much of a down payment will I need? And again, I went through a lot of that in the previous number two question, but let's go with it again. FHA is under 580, you need 10% down. FHA is over 580, you need 3.5% down. VA is 100% financing, so no money down. Same thing with USDA. Okay, here's the thing that most people don't realize. Most conventional loans with a 620 credit score or more, we have programs with only 3% down. Many people still think it's 20% down or 15 or 10 or 5. You only need 3% down in most cases. So those are the programs, you know, and or, you know, the down payment part of things. Now, if you have a 620 score or more, I have programs that'll give you 2%, 3%, 4%, or 5% of the loan amount as a grant to cover that down payment for you. So again, the recap of that is, you know, I'll just recap it easily. If you have a 620 credit score or more with a very minimal down payment, I might be able to help you get into one of the grant programs, get you into a house with no money down. If you're a veteran, God bless you. Thank you for serving. You can buy a house with no money down. So those are basically the loan, how much money you need as your down payment. What we're going to go over in the second section or segment of the show is, what are the mortgage rates? How much is this going to cost me? What's PMI? You know, and how long does all this take? So I want to thank you. Please stay tuned. I'll be back in about 2 minutes. But again, this is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. If you want to reach me personally, please give me a call. And you can reach me at 630-338-1160. Or you can also reach me on the web. The website is 1160mortgage.com. And if you see the theme there, everything I try to tie into is 1160. 1160 one way or another. Even if you really can't find me, go to the 1160 website, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio, and I'm right there as well. So stay tuned. God bless you. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio, and we're going to continue on the 10 most frequently asked questions by homebuyers. So we started out with, do I qualify? What credit scores do I need? And how much of a down payment do I need? So the next thing is going to be, what's my mortgage rate? That is a wide open question. And the best thing I can say is, if you call someone and you say, you know, I want an FHA loan, what's my rate? And they tell you a rate, that's probably not going to be your rate. Please be skeptical. They either are just trying to sell you, they're giving you the most aggressive rate they have, meaning the best rate they have to kind of pull you in, or they're just guessing. And here's what I mean by that. Mortgage rates they're all over the board. And I like to say they're created through an a la carte system. And what I mean by a la carte, let's say you go out to a restaurant and you order a steak, and that's one item on the list of your what you're paying. Then you say, you know what, I want a salad. That's another line item. I want a baked potato. That's another item. And I want, you know, a drink. That's another item. All these things add up to your total payment. With mortgages, kind of the same thing runs true. And here's kind of the breakdown. I'll go through just the top few that add or subtract from your mortgage rate. So let's say the going rate today is, I'm just going to say 5. Well, there's a lot of adjustments to that. Okay, and those adjustments are, what is your credit score? That's probably one of the biggest adjustments in the credit report or credits rate or mortgage rates. What kind of property is it? Is it a condo, a single family home, a 2-4 unit, a townhouse? What kind of property is it? How much money are you putting down? So what is your down payment? What term do you want? That's another one. Loan amount even. I have lenders that will not do loans under $100,000. So all these factor into that 5%. So let's say, you know, condos get hit. They might get hit 0.25 in the rate. So now your rate went from 5 to 5.25. Let's say you have you need an $80,000 loan. That might come with a hit of 0.125. Let's say you're going to put down 5%, not 10%. That might be another adjustment to it. So when you're all said and done, you might have 1% in total adjustments. So when you started out and you called in and the person said, you know what, my rate's 5. Well, now you're at 6. So that person should take the time and give you the respect of saying, you know what, can I get 5 minutes of your time? Give me the information I need so I can come back with you and give you an accurate mortgage rate. So that's what I would highly suggest you do. So hopefully if you need a mortgage, you please call me. If you do call someone else and they give you that rate, be skeptical. Don't be wowed on that rate, because I can almost guarantee you when it's all said and done, you're not going to get that rate. So that's what rate should you get? So that's kind of a breakdown of how mortgage rates work. So that's one area you really need to shop around for, because every lender has a different rate. Okay. The next thing is, how much can I afford? Hate that question, because my goal isn't to put you into the maximum mortgage payment that you can get, which a lot of people did when the world crashed. Is I come back usually and say, you know, what are you paying now? I'm paying $1,500, $1,200. Is that comfortable? Yeah, it's real comfortable. Okay. Can you afford a little bit more? Yeah, maybe a couple $100. Okay. So let's look at, see if I can get you to qualify for $1,600, $1,700. Not, you know what, you can qualify for a $3,000 payment, but you know what, you got two kids in college, you have two car payments, your credit cards are maxed out, you'll never afford it. You can on paper during this process or the loan guidelines, but that's not how I want to work it. I want to say, you know what, you're comfortable with this payment. Now, make sure that payment's realistic, because I'll have clients that will call and say, you know what, I'm paying $1,000 now, and that's kind of high. You know, I want something for $800. That's hard. But again, how much can you afford? Basically, I'll ask you, I'll turn the tables. What are you comfortable with? And we'll back in those numbers. That number might come back with a home value that's good for you, or you might have to stretch a little bit. But I want you to stretch, but still be affordable. So you're not mortgage poor. So that's how much can I afford? How much will my mortgage payment be? Great question. Very hard to figure out. Here's what I mean. Let's say, Dan, I want a $200,000 home. Okay, we know that. $200,000, and I'm going to put 5% down. So, okay, I know you want a $200,000 loan with 5% down. I know with all the work I did on this thing, the rate is going to be 4.875. So I plug that rate in. We're going to do a 30-year term. I plug that in. How much are your real estate taxes? I don't know. I never picked out a house yet. Okay, the taxes could be $3,000 a year, could be $6,000 a year, could be $8,000 a year. Okay, the difference can be $300 to $400 a month variance in what that mortgage payment's going to be. So you need really, I have all the components of the payment, how to figure out a payment for you. What I don't want to guess at is the real estate taxes. So I'm going to help you figure this out on your own. So the best way I can do that is go to my website, which is 1160mortgage.com. On every page, there's a mortgage calculator. So on the right of every screen, you're going to see a mortgage calculator. It's actually a calculator. You have to click the mortgage tab. Okay, it's going to ask you what the purchase price is, what your down payment is, what the rate is. And again, I'll let you know the rate. I'll let you know the term. It's going to be a 30-year term. Then it's going to ask you, how much are your real estate taxes? So now we have to plug in that number. So you plug in that number. You go through and you with your realtor or whomever you're working with, you go in and figure out, I like these properties. You plug in the real estate taxes for that property in that category. And it's also going to ask you what the homeowner's insurance is. You might, to be real precise, what you might want to do is call in your real estate agent saying, if I buy a $200,000 house in this area, give me a ballpark of what my homeowner's insurance is going to be. You plug that in. And then also it's going to ask you for a PMI ratio. I can give that to you. You plug that in, you hit click, it'll calculate that payment to the penny for you. But again, the biggest component there that I don't know is what your real estate taxes are going to be. So that's the biggest piece of this puzzle I don't know. I know all the other facets, but I don't want to be wrong by the tune of $200, $300, $400 a month because I don't know your taxes. So go to my website, 1160mortgage.com, and there's a mortgage calculator on every page to help you with that payment. Okay, so next question, what type of mortgage should I get? This is where I come into play. I will kind of walk you through, what do you qualify for? So meaning, are you a veteran? No, well, we can't get a VA loan. The basic loan structures are FHA, VA, USDA, and conventional financing. So are you a veteran? No, scrap it. Are you buying in a rural area? No, scrap USDA. So now you have FHA and conventional. What is your credit score? It's a 590. Can't go conventional. Now you're down to FHA. So I can help walk you through, you know, which program fits you. Now, let's say you have a 680 credit score. You might qualify now for FHA and conventional. We'll run the numbers and say, what works best for you? What makes the most financial sense in this? And I'll give you both options. Here's option A. Here's option B. Which one do you think? Here's what I think. But you don't have to go that route. You're the boss. But I'll tell you, I'll give you my educated decision on what I think. Okay, next question. Do I need PMI? Unless you put down 20%, you probably do. Why I mean probably, VA loans do not require PMI, and they do 100% financing. FHA, yes, you will have it even if you put down 50%. Believe it or not, most people don't realize that. All FHA loans require, no matter what, PMI. It's either for 11 years or 30 years. So unless you're putting down 20%, most cases you have PMI unless you're getting a VA loan. All right, what are my closing costs? I can talk about this for 2 days. Shop, 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 shop. What I mean by that is most lenders, the average closing costs in Illinois is about $2,200 to $3,000 in, I'll say, fees that you most likely can avoid. And I have a lot of clients that will go with one of the big banks or one of the big bankers that you see. And as soon as they come back to me, I'm like, that's sweet. Send me their quote to you. Here's the one thing I can tell you. Please don't be tricked by, well, the only out of pocket fee you have is the appraisal for $400. That's not what I asked. What are all the costs that I have to pay, even if it's not out of pocket? You'd be surprised. It'll run into the thousands. And then how long will this process take? Normally, it'll take 30 days. It can go a little bit quicker or it can go a little bit longer. Doesn't matter if it's an FHA or conventional financing. It basically depends on what time of year it is, how busy everybody is, and how quickly you respond to all the information that we ask of you. So those are the top 10 frequently asked questions by home buyers. I hope you got a lot out of this. If I can help you, which I hope I can, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you and try to help, you know, guide you down the road to home ownership. You can reach me personally at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Also, please check out my YouTube channel. You can check me out on Facebook, LinkedIn, any which way you want to check out and see my reviews, my ratings, anything about me. It's all on the web. So I want to thank you again for tuning in tonight. Please come back again tomorrow. Tell your family and friends about the show. Hopefully you're getting a lot out of it. Thank you again. God bless. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.